Durbin, ban military assault weapons, nothing to do with the Second Amendment. By Pam Key on July 5, 2022. Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, said Tuesday on MSNBC's All In that military assault weapons, capable of shredding the bodies of the victims, have nothing to do with the Second Amendment. Anchor Chris Hayes said, "I imagine you've been speaking with folks from Highland Park all day. I just want to get your sense of how things are in 24 hours later." Durbin said, "This combination of shock and anger. Shock to think the possibility that you would take your children or grandchildren to this Highland Park 4th of July parade, in one of the safest communities in our state, maybe the nation, and have them subjected to these kinds of random violence, killing people and injuring so many others. People are still in shock over here. When I went there today, you can still see on the ground, as you're showing on your screen, things that are left behind by these people as they ran away from the scene of the crime. And also, anger because, for God's sake, where is it safe in America? Where is it safe to take our children? Can we send them to school? Can we take them to the theater? Can we send them to a concert? Can we send them to a grocery store? Everywhere we turn, another mass shooting. They're fed up with it, and I am too. It's about time we came to our senses. The idea that we can send and sell in this country military assault weapons capable of shredding the bodies of the victims is just senseless. It has nothing to do with the Constitution or the Second Amendment." He added, "The obvious answer is, these guns, these military assault weapons, should be for sale to anybody." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.